Hello, everyone. This is Ava Waits. I want to welcome you to our call today. This is just so exciting to be here with you. This is the third in our teleclass series, When Your Business Clicks and Success Pours In. And I want to give you a huge welcome today. It is Wednesday, October 16th, 2013. We have already had two of our teleclasses. The first one was make over $7,000 from your first keynote speech. Then last week, I talked about becoming the author you most admire. And today, we are going to talk about energetic steps to create thousands in monthly income. And I'm very excited to share this with you. I know a lot of people have been actually signing up for this teleclass halfway in, and I want to give a big welcome to you. You can still listen in to the other two calls. And then we have our call today, which is going to be great. So I am just letting a few more people arrive on the line today. Okay, great. So we have people from everywhere. It's really just amazing to be able to connect with you all, especially in the way that technology allows now, to be able to have people from across the United States join and outside of the country. This is just so exciting to have you all here. So let's go ahead and talk about a few of the things that I will be covering today, and then I want to take a moment to have a short introduction, and then we'll get right into everything. So we are here today to talk about those energetic steps that you can take to create thousands in monthly income, and here are just a few of the things we're going to be talking about. So first of all, I'm actually going to take you through some of the things that I did during some of the times where my business really jumped. So when I was going from making okay money to really good money. And I'm also bringing in a few instances of other times where I had some big business shifts, and I'm going to be taking you behind the scenes into what was really going on behind those big business shifts and how you can do them too. And then we're also going to talk about how improving your sense of self-worth will really help you shift to work with a higher caliber of clients than you thought possible. We talked about this a little bit on the last call about becoming the author you most admire. We talked about that there, and there are some similar strings through that, what we talked about last week, and the things that we will be going through today on the call. So I also want to, throughout this teleclass, I'm going to be sharing some ways that we energetically say no to money right now and how you can start saying yes. And then at the very end of the call, I'm also going to talk about money and romance. And you are in the right place if you're really looking to learn a few of the ways that your diet and romantic life are intertwined with your income and how to shift those areas. Because when you do, it can cause some great shifts in your income as well. So we're going to be talking about at the very end of the call about money and romance. I'm also going to be sharing about the attitude you must have toward money to let more in and why you must use pleasure as a way to become more available to the good opportunities that are just aching to come to you and your business. So we'll be sharing a little bit more about that. And then I know there are some of you on the line too who are going to want an opportunity to go deeper into all this work, and I'll also share an invitation with you just a little bit later in the call as well so you can have some resources around that. So let's get into this. I am just so thrilled to share some of those energetic shifts that I made throughout several transitions in my business. And these transitions were shifts that really created more income for me. And I want to take you a little bit further back than that too, first, just to really let you know a little bit about this journey that I've been on, because I know that it matches up with where a lot of you are or where a lot of you have been. And I just really want to take a few moments to connect with you in that way. So first off, I know that all of you being here, that you are leaders and you are here, you're on the forefront of a lot of things, and that is so exciting to me because it means that I know you're really ready for this information, and it's just such a pleasure that I can be able to bring it to you today. So for me, some of you know me, some of you are also new to the call today. I just want to give a brief introduction, and then we'll go into everything. So it was about 4.5 years ago that I first stepped into being a business owner. Well, I had kind of been a business owner throughout my young life, starting at age 3, but first really stepped into it about 4.5 years ago, like for real, you know, got the business license, went into business for myself. I was originally in a nutrition company and was doing nutritional coaching with people, lots of women, many people had digestive concerns and things like that. And then it got to a point in my business where I had so many entrepreneurs showing up and asking me how I was able to build a business that let me go traveling, how I was building the classes that I was teaching, how I was getting on stage, how I connected with a television celebrity to start teaching classes through his company. So I had a lot of entrepreneurs showing up in my life, and it was at that point that I really saw that there was a need, and I was taking the signs from the universe that it really was time to start completely shifting into supporting these entrepreneurs. So today, I support entrepreneurs and aspiring speakers to feed the source of their success. So in business, in life, to really just let them go after the things that they are desiring. And I know many of you are on the line too, and you've connected with me because we share the love of travel. That was always a big thing that I wanted to have in my life. I wanted to be present. So I'm also teaching entrepreneurs how to build a professional life that bends to their itinerary, because you can have it all, and you can be doing work from another country if that's your desire, or you can just be turning your travels and your vacations into marketing campaigns, which is something I love to do as well. So it's thrilling to be here with you today, and as we talk about making thousands in monthly income, I also want you to know that I'm speaking from a place where I did not always have thousands in monthly income. And in fact, there was actually a point in my business where in 1 month I made an income of about $40 in the first couple years of my business. And that was pretty discouraging. And there were days where I would lay on my bed wondering if I should really move forward with my business, wondering if I was cut out for this. And then also just deep down knowing that there was really nothing else I could do, that this was really the path that I needed to follow. And I had already invested way too much money into my personal growth and all my education behind my business. So there was no backing out. It had to happen. But I want to say that I understand, you know, whatever section of business building you're at right now, whatever level of income, like, I have been through it all. Like, I grew up receiving government assistance, and that was a lot of my youth, was receiving food assistance and government assistance and just those things to try to supplement the small income that we had growing up. And it's been quite a journey to really be able to move past that and to surpass a lot of the things that I grew up with and a lot of the habits and a lot of the beliefs around money. And now I'm at a place where I do make thousands of dollars per month through my business, and I'm also teaching my clients how to do the same thing. And it's really exciting, but it also came with a lot of little hurdles and a lot of process and time. It took time, and it took a lot of focus. So the one thing is, so today we're talking about these energetic shifts, and I want you to know that I've gone through several periods in my business where I was doing a lot of things. Like, the key word there was I was doing. I was staying up really late. I was waking up fairly early. I was out doing things. I was keeping really busy, and I thought that that was the way that my business was going to be successful. And then I started realizing that there were these undercurrents, these energetic shifts that actually needed to take place within who I was, and that was actually the way that my business was going to shift. And as I kept taking these energetic shifts and doing that inner work, things in my outside world actually did start to shift as well too. So that's what I really want to share with you today, because you can do the exact same thing, and I'll take you through some ways that you can do that. So go ahead and get comfortable, get cozy, and I want to share some of the things that really brought more money into my business. But I also want to take you aside for a minute, because I realize that you're not here, like, just for the money. Like, it's it's also what you can do with that money. The money is really important, but it's also what you can do. So I want you to keep that in mind, that as we go through these, that as you make these energetic shifts, you're going to see other things show up too. You're going to see really great opportunities. You're going to see great people flow into your life. You might see maybe a new romance or a renewed romance with someone you're already with. I don't know what it'll be, but it will be good, because the Telegot series actually has all been about getting into alignment. Like, we want your business to click, and that's when success pours in. And I view success on many levels. And it can be monetary success, but it's also your happiness, your pleasure, having access to the things that you really desire in your life. So let's get into this. So one of the energetic distinctions, defining things that happened for me, and I'm thinking to a time now where this was the time when my business, I went from about making $1,200-ish a month to having my first $10,000 month. So I'm thinking back to when that shift occurred. One of the biggest things that happened around that point in my business was I made a decision. And it was the decision where I decided that I was no longer available for struggle, especially around money. So this was a huge money decision. And I actually, like, when I think back to this, because I was telling it to someone else, and when I was in that decision process, like, I was crying when I was making this decision. I'm like, no, like, this is not fair anymore. Like, I shouldn't be struggling. I'm not, like, this is just not going to be how it is anymore. I'm so ready for change. And I really, like, it was at that point, I'm like, I'm done being the girl who is receiving government assistance. Like, I'm done being the little poor girl. I am done with that. And so there was, I remember that day very distinctly. I'm like, I am done. And I made that decision to not have that in my life anymore. And after that day, it was a very quick turn of events that brought a lot of money into my company, and was like, it was so exciting, and I was a little bit in shock. I'm like, whoa, when did that happen? So I want you to be sure that as you're really ready to add thousands in monthly income to what you're making now, that you're really making the decision to do that, because clarity is important. I even have a colleague who she's always very clear about her commitments, her financial goals, and she's just so clear and precise, and things are moving so quickly for her. And I see this happen with my clients too. When they get really clear and precise, that's when things shift. So I really need you to make a decision, and that can be a collection of a lot of things, like making a decision that you're just not going to be available for being on government assistance anymore, if that's where you're at, or making a decision that you'd like to have an extra $3,000 a month through your company. So make that decision. That's important, and that's first. One other thing that happened around that time as well is that I started doing some major cleaning. And this is the next thing, and this actually has an energetic component into it. I actually want you to go ahead and clean and get rid of the things that you no longer need. And these could be physical things in your house. I went through a huge cleaning spree at that point in time. And actually, I do fairly often, at least every couple months, like, I go through a major clean. And getting things out of the closet. Things that you just don't need, things that don't match up with you anymore, sweeping. You'll see, especially if you have a background in feng shui and different energetics that come sometimes through some religions, as well as feng shui, which is that art of arranging things, that it is very important to maintain cleanliness and to maintain order. And the one thing that I had noticed at that point when I was doing a lot of cleaning and when my income was really shifting, I started looking around me and I was noticing that some people who I hung out with, they were very tidy, just very tidy people. They were the type of people where if I went into their home, everything would be clean. There might be only one dirty dish in the kitchen sink, and it was clean and tidy and felt good. They vacuumed a lot, and they liked cleaning. It was actually a joy for them to clean. And I realized that at least some of the people where I knew about their income, that these tiny people at one point were actually making more money than I was. And I started looking at that, and I started wondering. And I was starting to think back to, well, I grew up in a really small home, so we didn't really have a lot of room in our house. It was just a very, very small little cabin. But I really did start to look at that and started to notice that the people who were very clean were making more money than me. And I was like, that's interesting. I wonder what that's about. So after that, I really did start to keep my space more tidy, more kept up. I have shot a couple videos about that as well. It's just really important to get that stagnant energy out, to clean things. Even when because if you guys have actually, this was on a previous teleclass series, but I had a teleclass series not long ago where I was talking about going from being a minimum wage gardener to being an international entrepreneur. And so I used to do this gardening work for minimum wage prices. Like I was being paid $7 an hour. But I do remember thinking back that anytime I was doing this gardening work, especially if I was clearing a pathway or clearing in front of a door, that I was opening up a path of energy and that I was actually making the people who were hiring me, I was helping to make them more abundant because they had these open channels of energy around the area that they were living or area they were working. So I want you to go ahead and start getting clean. Get clean. Another thing, too, that you will find that you will need to clean up is relationships. And sometimes these are cleaned up based on an apology that needs to be made. Sometimes these are cleaned up based on some honesty that needs to come through a relationship. Sometimes cleaning up a relationship means actually letting it go and letting it not be there anymore because it's not serving either party. So you can clean physical things, and then there are also those other things that you'll need to clean. And then one more thing, too, that needs a good house cleaning is your body. And because I came from a nutritional background, it was really exciting when I switched into working with entrepreneurs because there were a lot of parallels between the way that we treated our body and the way that we treated our business and our money. And to have those open channels and to really keep that flow going in our finances, I really believe that you also, on a parallel plane, need to have that flow going through your body. So if you have any sort of digestive problems that are gunking things up here or there, you really need to look at that. And it might be from a physical standpoint, you might go and hire a nutritionist. Some of the work that I do still with my clients who are here for business support, some of it still includes looking at opening up flows in the body. So I sometimes still bring that nutritional education in when the client needs it. So you really need to keep that flow going. You need to be breathing a lot. Actually, take a pause with me for a moment and just take in a deep breath. A deep breath, a nice deep breath, and let it out. You need to keep that going. So you need that flow, and you need to make sure that you're not gunked up in different areas of your body. Sometimes this includes going on some sort of cleanse, and again, you can seek out some nutritional advice if you're looking for a cleanse. Sometimes this is about getting exfoliated, getting a facial, maybe going and taking a bath and really getting off some energy from the outside world. That's one thing that I've really taken a love to is at the end of my workday, I'll take a bath, and it's a way to wash off the energy from the workday. So clean. Get things clean. The next thing I did, and I've done this at various moments, in shifting some of the results that were coming to me through my business, is using physical movement. And some of you are on the phone right now and you do yoga or you do running or you do other forms of physical movement. Maybe you even teach classes. And actually, I know that some of you do. And that's fantastic. I'm thinking back to this one time, and it was before a very huge income jump in my company, where I was so focused on the things that I desired. I was like, I had made that decision. I'm like, it's not like I'm just not going to be in that struggle anymore. And I was so focused on that. So I had my iPod with me, and I had my headphones in, and I was listening to this collection of like dance music. It was kind of like techno dance music, you know, a lot of beat to it. And that's just a type of music that I really enjoy sometimes, depending on what it is. And so I was in my living room, and I, for about an hour, listened to this whole track of this techno dance music, and I was walking around in a figure eight in the area of my house where there's a living room connected to a dining room. And so I was walking around the furniture, I was walking around the table, and it was the type of walks where, like, I had those firm steps of just knowing that things were going to change. And I was getting pumped up, and the state of my body was really shifting at that point. My blood was moving. I was getting the flow of blood going. My energy was moving. My energy was shifting. I was standing up taller. And interestingly enough, that I was walking in a figure eight formation around the room, because the eight, it stands for infinity or unlimited. And that's what I was really getting ready for, is I was ready to let things come into my life in an unlimited way. Like, I wanted a stream of clients. I wanted a stream of income. I was just ready for it. And so you can do this too. Whatever physical movement it is for you, it might be yoga, it could be dance. I love to dance too. It could be running, it could be stretching on the floor, it could be getting in front of the mirror in your bedroom and just dancing your heart out to some music that makes you feel amazing. That's very important. And I find actually that it's important to do that multiple times throughout a workday too. And that's one thing, even before this talk class, I was sitting in my chair here, I was prepping, and I was dancing to music from my chair. So my legs weren't really moving, but the rest of my body was, in my head, and I was singing and things like that. So you can really shift the state of your energy based on that physical movement. So I highly recommend you do that. And like I said, it could be multiple times per day, or it could be a couple days a week, or you mix it up and you do things. Another thing that I really love is taking walks and listening to music, because once again, it lets me just be outside, breathing in the fresh air. Really, just every time I step down my feet, it's like that confidence. It's like, these are like confidence steps. And this is something that you really need to do. And as I'm sharing this with you, it takes me right back to something that is important for your business, especially if you want to be making more money through your business, is that confidence. It is that self-esteem. That's the biggest way that your income is going to shift for your company, is when you start really getting behind who you are and how awesome you are and how amazing you are. And how qualified and how worthy you are to actually be supporting other people, helping other people, whether that's through coaching, nutritional support, whatever it is that you're doing through your company or your business or you plan to do, your confidence has to get behind it. Because when people really feel your confidence coming through, that is when they say yes to signing up to work with you, or that's when they say yes to purchasing a product. That's huge. Let me get a sip of water. I have another thing to share too. So the next energy shift that is very important to make is about shifting your monetary beliefs. And I know that some of you have gotten started on this, because I know some of you who are on this call today. And that's fantastic. And it's also going to be a constant, pretty much a lifelong thing, because from everything I've seen, even people who are making good money in their business, even at the place where I'm at, sometimes these little insidious money beliefs come back, and like they kind of come back and haunt you, and you really need to reshift those and get back into a place of alignment and where you are really believing that there is enough in the world. So I noticed that I had some insidious little money beliefs, one of which was, I'm making my clients poor if they pay me. And that one came up quite a bit for me, actually. That was something that I was really really a little scared about. And once again, this is purely belief. This is a belief that I had because I had grown up without a lot of money. And I had seen people around me pay for things, and then it never felt like there was enough money. So you might also have some other monetary beliefs that are about, I'm not good enough to charge for something, or I'm not good enough to ask for that amount of money. Maybe you have a belief that is about, it's something like, I don't know where to find clients. I don't know how people are ever going to find me. I don't know how I'm ever going to make this business work. There are a long list of them. I've written out at least 100 of these beliefs and done some work around shifting them. So you really have to do some work around shifting these beliefs too, and to constantly be doing this work. And you shift, and in this way, it allows more money to flow toward you. So here are just a few to get you started. One actually of my favorite ways to do some shifting around monetary beliefs is to write down the negative beliefs and then just shift them, to then just turn them around and make them positive. You might start telling yourself or writing down in different places that there is enough. There is enough. And even as you think about that belief, you might notice for your own life that, you know, up until this point, you've been fed probably every day. Maybe even if it wasn't huge, but like you've been fed. I know you've eaten food. And you've had clothing to wear. And while you might not have always had somewhere to live, you've usually had somewhere to live. And I know many of you are experiencing warmth right now, and you have a telephone or a computer to listen to this teleclass. So that's a good sign there, too, that you have enough. And there also woven into that is the positive belief, I am enough. Because, again, this comes right back to your confidence. You really need to feel that you are enough. And there are ways that you can do this and that you can really get into this energy around it. One is reading success stories from your clients. If you've already worked with some clients and just seeing their successes and hearing about the great things that they experienced. So another positive belief as well to start instilling in yourself and bringing into your life is they can easily afford it. They can easily afford it. And I see this come up. Like, I've even had conversations with some of my clients around this. There's sometimes this little fear that other people around us won't be able to afford us or won't be able to pay for something. And it always makes me think back to a few times where I've invested in things, very large things, sometimes with mentors or for events or whatever it was, or some sort of learning that I really knew that I needed to go through, is that even if it appeared like I did not have a lot of money, I was always able to find the money if it was really important. And this has probably happened to you too, where when you found something that was really, really, really important, you found the money. Like it even went so far where I remember the very first time I was signing up for a large mastermind group, actually with a coach, I sent out these letters to people around me, and I wasn't asking for money, but I was offering to I was really offering my services actually back then in my nutrition coaching company, and I was telling them about what I was doing and why it was important that I get involved in this mastermind group, and I had someone call me up, and they forever want to be anonymous. And they called me up and they said they wanted to give me $1,000 toward the group that I was going in. And it was a beautiful gift. And that was just what they wanted to do. They could feel my excitement. They knew where I was heading. They knew about the things that were in my future. And this person believed in me that much. And so I ended up being part of this mastermind group. And the same thing can happen for you, too. Once you really make that decision and once you shift some of these beliefs around money, there's always a way to find the money. So I know you can do that. And then especially as you start building that muscle around you being able to find money, it's going to help you be in conversations with your potential clients and new customers to support them in finding money for things, because it is there and they will find it. So the next thing I want to talk about too that was a huge energetic shift for me, and I really, gosh, I mean, just brought some really big things, you know, let me have a month where I signed on about $17,000 of new business. Just great stuff. Like clients, international clients, just really great things like that. Is that I hired support. And this is something that I'm going to mention to you as well, is that if you want a really big shift, especially if you're in business right now, I recommend hiring support. And it could be like, it's just going to be the person that you match with the best. It could be someone that you met recently. It could be me. It could be someone you have not met. But whoever it is, I really recommend that you hire some support, especially if it's with a mentor who's been through something and who has results that you would really like to emulate. So one thing I want to share is that every single time that I've made a commitment to hire support, so like I hire business mentors, I hire business coaches, I've hired a marketing mentor, support, I also have my assistant. There are various ways that I've hired support. And every time that I've hired support, my income has gone up. And I always attribute that to the energetic commitment that I make. And then the action I take around that energetic commitment is actually hiring the support and sending out that money. So during the course of my entrepreneurial life, I've actually hired, as far as private coaches go, I've hired about 3 of them. And then I'm constantly investing in side support through smaller programs and live events. So I just got back from a live event not long ago and have more planned too for next year. So one of the most important reasons that I feel like it's actually that you really do need to have some support. Well, one is that they're going to show you how to do things that they've done already. So like you get to learn from them and you get to zoom forward and things will move quicker for you. But one thing that will probably, it won't always, but it's probably going to show up when you start having these energetic shifts as an entrepreneur, is that you might start experiencing some disapproval from other people around you. So Not everyone is going to actually approve of your energetic shift. Like here you are, you know, you've done all this work in the background, like, you know, you're going deep within. Maybe you're doing meditation now, like you're working on clearing some energy, you're making some huge shifts in your health, you are getting excited about things, and all of a sudden, like, you are totally showing up and lighting up the world, and you are so happy, you're so excited, you start making more money, you start sharing these great things that are happening to you, you start going on more vacations, and then disapproval shows up. So it can happen in a couple of ways. Like you might get criticism from other people around you. It could be family members. It could be friends. It could be colleagues. You might have jealousy around you. Once again, it could be family members, friends, colleagues, clients, mentors. Sometimes, not often, but, you know, usually like a mentor is there with you and they're supporting you. People might get upset with you. You might have some funny emails show up, people just being upset with you for whatever reason, or people might start withdrawing their love from you. And that's a big one that I see freak people out all the time. And that was actually a huge fear for me during my entrepreneurial journey. Like I had this big fear that people that I really loved and cared about were going to withdraw their love from me the more successful I became, especially in my business. So these can happen, and it's not always comfortable, and sometimes it's really uncomfortable. And as the shift occurs, if you're finding that this disapproval shows up or this criticism shows up, you really need the support system and a mentor to be there to support you on your growth and to tell you that, no, you're not a bad person. Like this just happens sometimes, like, and to really hold you and to support you and let you know that it's okay and that you're fine and that you're doing a great job and to keep going. Because sometimes when if we find this criticism coming in from other people or if people are withdrawing their love from us, sometimes it makes us want to shrink too. So you might have had this happen where, like, someone is upset with you and you don't want to work as hard anymore. So, which really is not to the benefit of anyone. Like, your clients need you. You really deserve to have the resources that come in through your business. So, yeah, anyway, that one's a big one. So definitely to have the support system there. So if any criticism shows up, you can handle with it, move through it with grace. Another monetary shift that is very important is that you have permission and full support, especially from me, to line up with all of your passions. And that means letting your passions be present in your life. And you can start including them, even if it's outside of your business. You don't necessarily have to have all your passions woven into your business. You can, depending on what you're doing for a business, and it's great. And that's really something big that I've done that I'm really enjoying. But it's doing things that keep you in energetic alignment and that make you happy, like having all of your passions present, that will let great opportunities show up. So first off, you do need to get clear on what your passions are. One thing that really helps me with that is that it was a few years back, I read the book The Passion Test and started putting together this whole list of the things that I was passionate about and that I loved. And I love traveling through Europe. That was a huge, huge one. So that's something that I'm doing more of now and more traveling in general. So line up with all your passions. Let them in. Let them be part of your life. Let them be part of your business. And I am going to I'm trying to think if there was one other thing there. I feel like there was one other thing about lining up with all of your passions. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So when you do, especially if you're in business, bringing more of your passions into your company is actually going to make you stand out. Right now, we're seeing a lot of kind of like almost copycat businesses. I used to joke, because I was in nutrition, like, no one wants the same, you know, no one really works on the same diet, like, because we're all different, we're all so individual, like, no one can really work on the same diet, so, you know, the same type of business or the exact same business model, it doesn't necessarily work for everyone. So I was always so interested in how people could be unique, whether that was through diet, and then also you have the capacity to be very unique too in your business and to create a business that stands out, so you're not just another kind of cookie cutter business, like a cookie cutter diet. So line up with all your passions. So I have talked to a few of you already, and it's been really great because I know some of you who are listening on the line, and we've had some conversations. And I know what's going on in your life right now, and I know what's going on in your business, and I think that you and I share something similar. And when I think back to when I started my business about 4.5 years ago, things were not always easy. I mentioned a few of those things already, and I know you've had some of this experience as well, and that some of you are still going through some of this stuff and just really looking for a pleasurable and enjoyable way to shift things, to have more income come into your business. So, like, right now, you may not have a lot of money to go traveling, and I totally know how that is. That's how it was for the first couple of years in my business. I was investing in a lot of training. That was a big thing, but that was kind of my excuse. I was just not focused on it, and I was also not bringing in enough income at that point, really, to do a lot of traveling. So you might not have a lot of money to go traveling, but you wish that you could go relax at cafes in Paris or spend time meditating in India, or you dream of sharing more of the world with your children. I've talked to some of you, and like, the reason that you are in business right now is because you want to gift the world to your children. You want them to be able to learn other languages. You want them to be able to travel with you and to just become global citizens. Or you might be in a place right now, too, where you're trying to cut costs. And I've done this as well. I've definitely done this, trying to live off $30 a week on organic groceries. It does not go very far with organics. So maybe I shared about this earlier today on Facebook. Like, maybe you cut your own hair to save money. I used to do that. I don't anymore, but like, I used to do that. Or maybe you just have an itty bitty grocery bill, like that just fits in with your itty bitty grocery budget, and you're kind of skimping on the quality of food here and there because you want to save. Or you're turning down social opportunities because you don't actually want to spend money on them. I have done this before. I've actually said no to different social opportunities because I didn't want to spend the money. Yeah. And, you know, really, instead of doing all of this stuff to cut costs right now, like, you really wish that there was just more coming into your company. Like, you wish that you had extra thousands of dollars per month. And by the way, like, you can totally do that. Like, you can shift tomorrow. Seriously, like, the shift that happened to me was so abrupt and so quick, it blew me away. So, like, and to be able to take that money then and to be able to recirculate that income in a very conscious way. And that's one thing that I've always wanted to do with my business and really aimed with my business, and I bet you want to do too, is like supporting the eco-businesses, buying recycled things. Like, I love recycled paper notebooks, and I've always had recycled paper binders and things like that. And you also want to be able to support other business owners, because you have an amazing collection and group of business owners around you who are all amazing people. They're growing their own business. They're really doing the things that they're passionate about. And you really wish that you had that extra money to be able to go get massages from them, or to get your hands analyzed from them through hand analysis. Or you wish that you could have reflexology appointments more often. Or you just want to go get a pedicure because it's a spa pedicure and it feels divine. So also, as I was talking to a few of you, I really picked up on a few things, and some of you have even shared this with me too, that like you're sometimes scared to ask a client for money. And I used to be this way too. Like, you totally freeze up when it's time to state your prices, or you don't even know how to really do that shift in an elegant way where you can shift from talking about what the client needs to offering them and inviting them into a service or program or package or whatever it is that you sell. And you really wish that you could offer your services or your products with confidence. And because when you get to that point where it is this confident invitation, that's when these extra thousands of monthly income show up. And then I also know that a few of you, too, are just staying up too late at night working, and you're stuck in this continual process of doing things all day long, but it never feels like you get anywhere. It's just doing, 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 getting up early, staying up late, listening to a million things, trying to find the little nuggets, but really, like, you're working your butt off, and then you're wondering if all this hard work is even going to pay off. And you've just gotten to this point where you're ready to have more pleasure in your life. You're ready to work less because you see people around you working less, and you're like, how could I do that? And that was one of the big things that I was ready for, too. I love working in my business. Sometimes I'll, you know, sneak outside of my regular work hours, but I really knew that it was time to be working less. So now I work about 4 days a week and have a lot more time to go traveling. So if you're ready for that, I really just applaud you, and, yeah, I just celebrate your decision there. And then some of you are here, too, and I know you're ignoring your side passions. So you have these wonderful things that you do, or wonderful things that you're brilliant at, wonderful passions. Maybe it's something gathering dust on a shelf. Maybe something in your mind is gathering dust, but you love it. But you wonder if you could actually utilize these passions in your professional life. And I just want you to know that when you do, they are going to make you stand out. And people are not going to treat you as just a commodity anymore. Like, the people around you are not just going to be price shopping. They're really going to want you because of the things that you provide and the things that make you unique. So, let's have you really stand out now. It's really time to do that. And it starts with making some of these internal energetic shifts. And then I promise, like, you're going to start glowing and you are going to stand out to the people who are meant to work with you. So, for those of you who are listening, if you're ready to really shift out of these struggles and into a nourishing and pleasurable life and business, I have an invitation for you. And I really, I want to take a few minutes to share this, and then I'm going to come right back around to, we're going to talk about money and romance. And, yep, money and romance. Kissing money, making love to money. you'll see what I mean in a few minutes. But I just want to make sure that I really do connect in with some of you who are ready to stand out, ready to start working less but making more money, ready to really have this energetic shift so you can bring in those thousands of extra dollars of monthly income. So there's a page. If you have your computer open and up, if you could just come with me over to avawaits.com/October bonuses. Also, if you're listening to the webcast of this call today too, there is just a little there's a little button on the left of the page that's about turn 20 minutes into $7,000, and you can just click on that button. It'll take you right there. So if you're really getting that intuitive sense that now is the time to make a big shift, I really just want to explore an invitation with you, and if you feel like I might be the right person to support you in making that huge shift, I have something for you. And for the last couple weeks, I've been sharing this, opening up a few spots. These are complimentary, turn 20 minutes into $7,000 sessions. And I have 6 more of them this week that I have available over the next few days and also early next week. So I have 6 of these sessions available. And if you really want to come talk, let's go ahead and do that. You'll see that at avawaits.com/October bonuses, there's an application to fill out. And once you go ahead and fill that out and send that back to me, we can go ahead and plan a time to talk. And so the turn 20 minutes into $7,000, for those of you who were with me on the first teleclass of this series, we were talking about that. And that was something that I did with the first keynote speech that I ever gave through my company. Was I took about 10 minutes of talk time and turned it into $7,000. And so I'm teaching other people and my clients how to do that. So if that's something you're really desiring because you would love to have those be some extra thousands of dollars coming into your company, I really want to invite you to go ahead and book a conversation with me. It's a conversation. Like, whether, you know, it's just a time for us to really get clear whether or not we should be working together. But I know that some of you and I, we really do have plans, like energetic plans, to go through this journey of entrepreneurship together. So I'm especially inviting you to one of these sessions. So, so go ahead and go on over to avawaits.com/October bonuses. I want to just take you through this page real quick, and then I'll come back to talking about romance and money. And so you'll see on the page, so up at the top there is the link there where you can grab the application, and you can fill that out to request one of those sessions about turning 20 minutes into $7,000. And then for those of you who come onto the sessions with me, and if it ends up that we're really meant to come together in coaching, especially around you being a business owner and you being ready to let in a lot of extra money into your company, 3 of the ways that clients work with me, as you'll see them listed out there, I have some extra bonuses attached to some of those programs. So those are 3 of my private coaching programs. I have some other ways that people work with me as well, but what I've chosen to do is taken just 3 of just what I would consider, like, well, I really enjoy working with them and people are getting great results from them. So I took 3 of my private coaching programs, put them up there, and added some extra bonuses too. So these bonuses are going to be available through 1 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, the 23rd of October. So if you are looking to work with me, we'll definitely need to talk, and to get those bonuses, you'll just need to come into one of the programs before 1 p.m. Pacific on October 23rd, 2013. But let me just share just a little bit more. And so for those of you on the line right now who are really, like, you have a really good solid foundation in your business where you have a newsletter list, you have referral partners, you have a website, you already have some clients who just adore you, I would go ahead and suggest that you take a look at the Take Your Place package. And this is something that I've put together. It's really for people who are ready to take their place among the visionaries and leaders of their industry. So if you had an opportunity to be a speaker and now you're ready to be in front of larger audiences, this could be either live or on television or speaking tours around the world, definitely take a look at this program here. And then you'll see a list of the things that we do in this program. Just a couple I wanted to share with you is that we go through and we form new tiers of services at new prices to bring you new dedicated clients. And one thing, too, that I do here is I help my clients create VIP day packages and also high-end programs to offer to your most motivated clientele. So what I found is that people at this Take Your Place level, sometimes you have been in business for a while, but there's something like where your energy has moved forward so quickly where you're at this different energetic place, but you're still kind of working within the old framework of the older version of your business where maybe your rates are a little lower, and your clients are just, they're starting to feel a little bit of that discord, and it's really just time to move and to make some big shifts. So another thing we do in the Take Your Place program, on top of everything else, there's a big list there, but I really love helping you set up a condensed work schedule, and this is meant to provide you with more time for travel, relaxation, and being with the people that you love. So it's about making more money with less work time in your business. So I have a bonus for that program for people who end up joining me in that by 1 p.m. on the 23rd of October is that you actually get an extra partial VIP day with me, and also I am mailing you a package of bliss. And by that, I mean that you'll actually, in the mail, you'll receive a collection of some of my favorite health and food products, which I am really excited to share with you. Like, we as entrepreneurs, we have to take care of our bodies, and that is incredibly important so we can have the energy that we need to really be with our clients, to be present with our clients, and to just have the brain capacity to be able to create new things and new offerings for the world. So that little collection of bliss, that's going to help you with that. And then the I Am Wealth program, so I've been sharing a few stories just already, a few personal stories about my past and money and the way I interacted with money and how sometimes there wasn't a lot of it, and also when I was sharing about shifting belief systems and how that's a really big, important part of the energetic shift that you must have to make more in your business. If that's really been connecting with you, I highly suggest that you check out the I Am Wealth program. So this is for a couple different types of people. Like, you might be in a pretty good financial situation at the moment. This could be through a job or through a business, but there's something coming up where you're really needing to create more resources, especially more monetary resources, so you're ready for that shift. And then this program is also going to be great for you if you have a side business or a full-time business where you're ready for a money breakthrough. Like, you're just, you're hands down done with feeling as though you're unable to take care of your monetary needs and your desires. So, like, you need some more stuff. And by stuff, I don't necessarily mean just the things, objects, but, like, you need more massages. You need some reflexology. You need some pedicures. You need haircuts. You need essential oils whenever you want. You need that. Like, you deserve that. So, the I Am Wealth program, it's also, what I've noticed is that it's really perfect for people who have experienced some money shame. So this might have been in your childhood or your past, and you might have even tried to cover up a little bit of that history, but the wounds, those wounds that you had from the past, they're affecting the amount of money that you're earning now through your job or your business, and you'd really like my support in shifting those and doing some healing around those wounds. And I've noticed, too, that people who are in that place, like, there are fears that people around you will stop loving you if you become very successful in your business. So we do a lot of work around that in the I Am Wealth program. You know, we learn how to, one thing that I teach is how to tap into wealth of many kinds and to really be able to show you how to open up hidden income channels that require very little work on your part. And then if you've come into the I Am Wealth program and you are developing a business or a service, I love and I'm really just available here to support you in creating that business and marketing that business and growing that business. So the bonus for the I Am Wealth program, you will also enjoy a 90-minute partial VIP day with me, and you get a package of bliss mailed to you with that collection of some of my favorite health and food products. So that's there available. The exciting thing, too, about the VIP days, so both the Take Your Place program and the I Am Wealth program, they include different levels of VIP days. Like, if you come and join me live in Olympia, Washington, or if you link up with me somewhere where I'm traveling to during our time together, is that we get to eat together. I'm actually in the middle of planning a half VIP day with one of my clients right now, and we've been looking at some fun activities. Like, we haven't decided yet, but we're going to do something like massage or reflexology or spa pedicure together. So it's really just meant to get you in that place of pleasure so you can really let those good opportunities show up. So, and then the last one I want to tell you about, too, for those of you who are a little bit newer in business, where maybe you've sold a few things already, but, like, you're really establishing that foundation, the Rising Entrepreneur Program is going to be a really great place for you. And it's a place I find that's great for an entrepreneur who's really hoping that you hope that your business generates enough money and freedom to give you a lot of flexibility. Like, you want to go on vacations, and that was a huge intention of you actually building your new company. And then I'm also finding, too, that if you're just shifting out of regular employment, you might be used to receiving more money by working harder and for longer hours. And sometimes that mindset gets pulled into the way that you're doing business, and I find that it leaves entrepreneurs exhausted and really stressed out. So we actually get to shift that, because that does not actually have to be the way that you make more money through your new company. So that's one thing that we focus on in the Rising Entrepreneur Program. One thing I love to do with entrepreneurs there is discover how those seemingly unrelated talents and skills can actually blend with what you're doing in your business, and it creates a business that really stands out from everyone else in your field. So those are just a few of the things we do in that program. But, again, you can just take a look at that at avawaits.com/October bonuses. And then I am giving for new clients who join me in the Rising Entrepreneur Program by Wednesday, October 23rd at 1 p.m. Pacific, you get a whole digital version of my program called 30 Days to Release Your Financial Constriction. And this is something that sold for $480 just a few months ago. And you also get a package of bliss mailed to you. So that's all there. And then at the bottom of the page, too, you'll see a few client stories from just some of my clients who are really open and available to share their successes. And I just, every time I read those, I am just so thrilled that I get to work with people who are this awesome. Like, I highly suggest reading them as well. One woman, Tammy Guest, who is a naturopath, she's actually in Australia. We had a conversation, and she actually ended up very shortly after that having a day that she called her record-breaking day, where she earned $2,323 in one day, which was an interesting number, right? 2323? Very interesting. So that was just so exciting. So there are some other success stories down there that you can read. But again, I just want to invite you, if you are interested in talking to me, whether we end up working through one of these programs or another way that I work with clients, go ahead and fill out that application for the Turn 20 Minutes into $7,000 sessions. And I have just 6 more of those that are open for the next week. So you can do that, and then we will plan a time to talk very soon. So we're going to go maybe for another 10 to 15 minutes. And this call is also being recorded, so I know it's the top of the hour. If you have to leave, you can always come back and listen to the recording, but this stuff is some juicy good stuff here too. So I want to talk about how your diet and your romantic life are intertwined with your income. let's talk about diet, romance, money. Let's bring it all together because it is all connected. So one of the things that I have found with clients who I've really been supporting them around their money story and really just being able to shift that money story so they're open and available for more income through their business. So you have to shift the money story, and then you also have to have some of those concrete steps in business. Like you actually have to know how to ask people for money, book potential clients and have programs and services available and everything like that. But I wanted to take you into this part, which is another energetic section of that will influence whether you're ready for thousands of dollars to show up as extra monthly income. And I just want to bring up a few things. Like what I've noticed with some clients is that if a client of mine has experienced shame in their romantic life or in their sexuality, or shame, like childhood shame around money, that shame can transfer over into the way that they are interacting with money now and the way that they're interacting with money in their business currently. And one thing I have seen is that when a client starts to really embrace the things that bring them joy and bring them pleasure. So they start eating amazing meals. They start eating healthful food that really supports their body and really nourishes them just on that cellular level and gives them extra energy. And when they also start in their romantic life really just opening up to the things that bring them pleasure there, that they find that their income actually starts to shift. And it's interesting because this all starts with you first. This starts with you giving yourself attention first. This starts with you doing the things that you enjoy first. And I have found, so once again, let's go right back to that stuff around like the shame around money or the shame around your romantic life or your sexuality. If any of that is showing up, And it shows up in a variety of ways. It shows up as, you know, maybe you not being very open to romance. Maybe you're not open to receiving a lot of income. Maybe you feel like you don't deserve it. Maybe you feel like it's dirty and wrong to talk about money or to ask people for money. Maybe it's even really difficult to send money out and to send money to things and to circulate money, to purchase things. So I highly recommend doing some energetic healing around this. And this is something that I've worked on for myself. I have been diving way into this now for about a year and a half, and it actually really helped my income shift in my business. And one thing is that you'll need to do some energetic healing, especially in the first and second chakra centers of your body. And some of you, luckily, on the phone are energetic healers, and you have some education and knowledge around this already. But for those of you who are a little bit newer to this, so your first chakra is just like right at the base of your tailbone, right between your legs. And then the second chakra is just a touch under your belly button. So I want to share a few things about those chakras first. And so the first chakra is related to your feeling of safety. So if you are having some things show up, especially anxiety or not feeling safe or not feeling taken care of, or you have a lack of confidence. Maybe this is a lack of confidence around stating what your rates are or asking someone to talk to you about working together. Maybe there's a lack of confidence there. So anything, anxiety, lack of confidence, feeling like you're unsafe, those are signs that you might need some healing around the first chakra. And then the second chakra is the energy center that's located near our belly button, and it is where cords of energetic influence connect to us, particularly from our parents. So if as you go through all of this work and as you're building your business and really looking at some of your money beliefs, if you realize that your reactions to money are actually the reactions that your parents had, you might still be living your life, and especially living your monetary life, based on beliefs that your parents had when you were conceived, before you were conceived, when you were still inside your mother, when you were young. So you, if that's the case and you're finding that you're just kind of being a copycat of how your parents reacted to money or responded to money, you might benefit from some extra second chakra healing. And there are many ways to do some of this healing. Actually connecting with an energy worker will assist this. There are ways that you can use the different colors that correspond to the different chakras. I actually have some essential oils that are for the different chakras, so you kind of just place it near the chakras. But I highly recommend doing some of that and doing some of that clearing. And, yeah, so actually, I just want to take a pause. Let me get a sip of water. Okay, we've been talking about so much. Whew. And now we're here talking about romance and money. So one thing that another little thing to add in here too, and because I want to let you go soon, I'm not going to go into this too much, but there really are ways that you can start connecting with the energy of money in a personified way, where the energy of money really becomes like a person, like this other energetic being. And for me, he is very, very handsome. And it's best to be in a romantic money relationship with this energy of money. So I just want to plant that seed there, that there's definitely a lot more work around this. And if you are feeling that you are you're doing the same things around money as your parents did, or you're not feeling safe, there's a lot of healing that needs to happen here in this area. And I say in this area, and I have my hands like on my stomach, on my belly button. So I just want to go ahead and, you know, start closing up the call. Like as I mentioned, I know that you're not all here just to learn about making these thousands of dollars in monthly income, but I also know that that would be really awesome, right? But really, like, underneath all of that, it's something else. Like, there's something else at your core, at your energetic core, that is really something that you desire and that's pulling you forward, and especially is pulling you forward in your entrepreneurial journey. And I bet that you're here to have more days that are just pure bliss and pure pleasure, where you wake up when you want to and you go to sleep when you want to, and you get to have the flexibility to be able to take care of yourself, both your emotional self and as well as your physical body. And this journey as an entrepreneur, it's not just about the cash, though that's really important, but it is about so much more. That I know, especially for those of you who are heading into, we're in fall and, you know, heading into winter, just like where I am, that you want cozy gatherings with people that you love, and you want to be able to treat people to gifts and meals out, and maybe surprise someone special with a plane ticket to somewhere you've always wanted to visit and the places you've dreamed of. You want more opportunity for your family, and you want fun social opportunities where you can just totally be yourself and just be open and have the people around you be a loving support system for you. And then you also want deeper intimacy and romance with a special person in your life. And you want to also feel just as much intimacy with the money in your life, where that money, that energy of money, is that extra support system that you have next to you. And you know that it's just never going to let you go, and it's always going to be there for you. So I know that you're really looking for that. And if I'm the one who can take you on that journey to all of those wonderful, amazing things that just feel so good, I'm really looking forward to talking to you. You can go ahead and request one of those sessions, those turn 20 minutes into $7,000 sessions. Once again, they're at avawaits.com/October bonuses. So they're right there. It's going to be so much fun to talk to you. And I just want to thank all of you for being here, for being open to learning about this. And just know that your energy can shift in 10 seconds. it can shift right now. Hopefully we've done an energetic shift while you've been listening to the call today, because that's really what it takes to be available for more, to have more income come into your company and to have more money come support you in your life, which will then let you do all of these great things that I know you're really wanting to bring into your life and your existence here. So thank you, everyone. I will be sure to send out the replay and the recording via email within the next 24 hours. And I wish you an amazing day. It has just been so much fun to connect with you on this entire teleclass series. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye, everyone.
The moderator has left the conference.